It's taken a long time for Bob in South Carolina to get his hot water. How can we help you?
Well, last spring I bought a home down here in Myrtle Beach, and we love the place, except there's one thing that is driving me nuts.
All right.
We turn the hot water on in the kitchen, and like most places, if you don't have a, you know, a constant flow, it'll take a minute for the hot water to get there from the hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up with that, but once I get the flow, if I use it for a few minutes and say I turn the water off, it doesn't have to be a minute. And I turn it on again, and it's ice cold, and I'm saying, what happened to what's in the pipe?
Yeah, well, you know, copper doesn't make a very good insulator, Bob.
Well, it's not even copper. We're talking plastic pipe.
Plastic, yeah, well, that too. So it's not going to stay warm for long. Well, you know, the farther the bathroom is away from the water heater, the longer you have to wait. It's a question of distance. What we're seeing today in more newer homes is that we're putting in multiple water heaters, typically using tankless water heaters because they're smaller and they can be easily added to different areas of the house. It doesn't have to be centralized where all your HVAC equipment is. And we're shortening the distance that way. Now, if you were to add a return loop that would sort of carry hot water back to the water heater, that's a solution, but it's a real expensive one because you're going to be heating water like crazy, and it's going to be costing you a lot of money to heat water that's just circulating through pipes and not being used.
All righty.
Bob, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.